Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatary in Carnegie Mellon House, 12th Hour, New York, Texas. Today is October 31, 2016, or it is Chislew 1, 2020. We will start our second service on this new moon Sabbath with a song entitled, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Yahshua, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sight. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trust in serving every day. Just one glimpse of heaven glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Yahshua, we'll sing and shout the victory. Okay, we're dealing with the word covenant, Isaiah 59. Where we're going to start, this is part number 16 of Yahweh's covenant with Abraham. Everlasting covenant, I'm going to call it that from now on, it's everlasting covenant. And let's look at how many more we got to go at here. So it says in Isaiah 59 verse 1, Behold, the Yahweh's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot save. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So it says, verse 3, For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. Okay, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. It says, They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their web shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are the works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. So what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with the enemy on every hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. the way of the peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity; for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desperate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none; for salvation, but it is far off from us. Okay, it says, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against Yahweh, and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercession. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak, according unto their deeds accordingly. He will repay fury unto his adversaries, recompense unto his enemies. Unto the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Yahweh from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, for the Spirit of the Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. Okay, what is that standard? That is the law. What is the law? That is all of Yahweh's statutes and judgments and commandments and precepts and everything that he has put under law, including the Ten Commandments, with the Book of the Law of Moses. They all go together as the law, the standard. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, verse 20, Isaiah 59. And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, that's in the house of David, that's in the 12th parabolic hour, saith the Yahweh. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith Yahweh. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Yahweh, from henceforth and forever. Okay, that ends chapter 59, and also dealing with the everlasting covenant Yahweh made with Abraham. Now we fast forward to Isaiah 61. Actually, let's read Isaiah 60. Let's tie it in with 61 that continues on talking about this covenant there in Isaiah 61:8. He says, for I, the Yahweh, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in the truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Now, as I've told you before, this everlasting covenant appears the two words together in 16 verses in the KJV. And I'll tell you what, let's go and reread those at this time now, because we just found one of the everlasting covenants right here in Isaiah 61:8. Let's look at it again. Genesis 9:16, and the bow shall be in the cloud. And I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Yahweh and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Genesis 17:7, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a Elohim unto thee and unto thy seed after thee. Genesis 17:13, and he that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be served. circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Genesis 17:19. And Yahweh said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Leviticus 24:8. Every Sabbath he shall sit in order before the Yahweh continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. 2 Samuel 23:5. Although my house be not so with Yahweh, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. 1 Chronicles 16:17. And hath confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant. Psalm 105:8, 9, and 10. Let's read it. It says that, start with verse 1. O give thanks unto Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Yahweh. Seek the Yahweh in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye children of Jacob his chosen, he is the Yahweh or Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made to Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So all of those that are working within the lines of the everlasting covenant that are preordained to perpetuate this covenant in the earth, they are Yahweh's anointed in all ages. Okay, now let us go back to where we were originally reading from. We're going to go and read Psalm chapter 60. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Yahweh is risen upon thee. Now who is this? This is house of David, the one that is the extension of this everlasting covenant that Yahweh made with David here in the 12th parabolic hour. Matter of fact, this is the last extension. This is the end cap. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light and change the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come unto thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The force of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of the camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah shall they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Yahweh the Elohim, and unto the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. And the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the force of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly waste. For the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Now, this is Yahshua talking. He's the mighty one. Yahweh, his father, is the almighty one. So let's read that again now. Let's read verse 14 again. For the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. They shall call thee the city of the Yahweh, as a city of the Holy One, Yahshua of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the mighty one of Jacob. So he says, thou shalt know that I, the Yahshua, the Son, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the mighty one of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, he says, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. So who's going to do all this? The mighty one, the holy one of Israel, which is Yahshua the Son. He says, for brass, I, Yahshua, will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. We have violence all over the world, and especially here in the United States, and it is intensifying, and it's coming to a peak. It's peaking, folks, and it is about to break out on all sides. And Donald Trump is our ringleader of this opposing great army of Yahweh that he has raised up with antitypical Cyrus Donald Trump, and he is rattling their cages of all nations all over the world. They're all affected by what this man is doing. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. For the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Yahweh thy glory. This is right here on the frontier. We're on the frontier of this, folks. Here, 2017 is when this all starts materializing, okay? Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. We're mourning now. We're travailing in pain, like a woman in travail, ready to give birth to a righteous nation. Talked about in Isaiah 66 and Deuteronomy chapter 4. Thy people also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. All the Yahweh will hasten it in his time. And that time is now, and it is hastening on at a fast pace, folks. All right, that ends chapter 60 of Isaiah 60. That is the house of David inviting the Gentiles, the nations, the kings of Gentiles are going to come. They're going to bring their wealth. They're going to bring their money. And they're going to support this everlasting kingdom of heaven. It's going to be the richest kingdom that has. You think Solomon had a rich kingdom? It's nothing compared to this kingdom. It says, the Spirit of Yahweh Elohim is upon me, because the Yahweh hath anointed me to. This is Isaiah 61 now, starting with verse 1. I started again. For the Spirit of the Yahweh Elohim is upon me. Elijah David, right now. Because the Yahweh hath anointed me, Elijah David, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Yahweh, and the day of vengeance of our Savior, Yahshua, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of the righteousness. The planting of the Yahweh, that he might be glorified. Now, this is the planting of Yahshua, the Son. Actually, this is talking about Yahshua, the Son, that he might be glorified. And of course, the Father is glorified through his Son, and the Son is glorified through his chosen, purified saints, the 144,000, and the house of David. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Okay, that's right here in the United States. This is where this it all starts. And strangers, Gentiles, shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. As ye shall be named the priests of Yahweh, men shall call you the ministers of our Elohim. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall ye boast yourself. So in their glory, you boast yourself, because this is where they learned about their glory, was through you. For your shame, ye shall have double, and for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be under them. For all the Yahweh love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in the truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Okay. Isaiah 61:8. This is one of those 16 everlasting covenants that he makes with. So it says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed that the Yahweh hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Elohim, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Yahweh Elohim will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Okay, that ends Isaiah chapter 61. Now we go into Jeremiah chapter 32, all the way to Jeremiah 32, to pick up this theme of the everlasting covenant that Yahweh made with Abraham. And actually, in verse 40 is the memory verse for Jeremiah 32. It says that, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Now let's go read the whole chapter now of Jeremiah 32. It says, Jeremiah by Zephiel. Okay, for the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Yahweh. And this is a latter day prophecy, folks, to be fulfilled. For Jeremiah and Isaiah contemporary, and their prophecies for the purified house of Israel in this last parabolic hour of the 12th hour. The word that came unto Jeremiah from the Yahweh in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. Who is the king of Babylon today? Barack Obama. He's the king of Babylon. Who is the queen of Babylon? This is Hillary Clinton. She's the queen of Babylon. So we have a Muslim king of Babylon, and which has no heir with Isaac, the kingdom of heaven. That represents the kingdom of heaven. So, and then the queen of Babylon is Hillary Rodham Clinton. She has no inheritance except with that beast. Okay, that she's riding on in Revelation 17, verse 1 through 5. That's Jeremiah 32:4. And Zedekiah, a king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith Yahweh. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, the word Yahweh came unto me, saying, behold, Hananel, the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hananel, mine uncle's son, came unto me in the court of the prison, according unto the word of the Yahweh, and said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of the inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yahweh, and I bought the field of Hananel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it, and took witnesses and weighed him the money and the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according unto the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, in the sight of Hananel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses, that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith the Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel. You could say, thus saith the Yahshua, of the host, the king of Israel. Take the evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may be, that they may continue many days. For thus saith Yeshua of the host, the king of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto Yahweh, saying, O Yahweh Elohim, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. For the great and the mighty Elohim, now this is, that the mighty is attributed to the Son, Yahshua. So let's read that again. For the great the Son, as the mighty King, the Yahshua of the host is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. See, Yahshua's eyes, they were open unto all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according unto his ways and according unto the fruit of his doing, which hath set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hath made thee a name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt, and with signs and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with a great terror. And we know that Yahshua assisted Moses in bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. So this is talking about the son's leadership. Verse 22, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear unto their fathers to give unto them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in, possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou hast commanded them. So they didn't do anything that Yahweh had commanded them. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mouse, they are coming unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Yahweh Elohim, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. These are your Babylonians. These are your Syrians. Yahweh confirms the captivity. Verse 26, Isaiah 32. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Yahweh, the Elohim of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No. And I've said this time and again that Yahweh, and when he says something in his word, it will come to pass in reality in the unfolding of his prophecies at the appointed time. Therefore, the house of David is going to link up with the house of King Cyrus, with his kingdom. The kingdom of David is going to link up with the kingdom of Cyrus. And typical Cyrus, Donald Trump and company. Because they have converted to Judeo-Christian Sabbath. Donald Trump has converted to it. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans and into the hand of the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city and burn it with the houses upon whose roof they have offered incense unto Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other Yahwehs, other gods to provoke me unto anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith Yahweh. For this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Now there came it into my mind, and that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now therefore thus said Yahweh the Elohim of Israel concerning this city, whereof you say it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, and in my great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, and I will grant them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever. Going to give them one heart, one way. And what way is that? Psalm 77:13. Thy way, O Yahweh, is in the sanctuary, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant. There's that everlasting covenant, folks, with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land as assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith Yahweh, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land whereof Ye say it is desolate without man, or beast, it is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidences and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the places about Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountains and in the cities of the valley and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, saith the Yahweh. Once again, that ends our reading in Jeremiah 32. Let's go into now Ezekiel chapter 16. And let's continue on with our theme concerning this everlasting covenant that Yahweh made with Abraham. It says there, well, we'll just read the whole chapter. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abomination. Okay, it says, And say, thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father, an Amorite, and thy mother, an Hittite, and as for thy nativity, and the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut. Neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Jeremiah chapter 3. We're going to pick up here. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? If thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again unto me, saith Yahweh. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lain with. In the ways hast thou sat for them as the Arabian, in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land which with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain. And thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the God of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it unto the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Yahweh said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up under every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said, after she hath done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister, Judah, feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom, as she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister, Judah, hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but faintedly, saith the Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Talking about the 10 tribes. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel. Thus says Yahweh, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Yahweh thy Elohim, and hath scattered thy ways unto the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you out of a city into the family, and I will bring you unto Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, saith Yahweh, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh. Neither shall it come to mind. Neither shall they remember it. Neither shall they visit it. Neither shall that be done anymore. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Yahweh, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, unto the name of the Yahweh, unto Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, unto the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of the nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shalt not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith Yahweh. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Yahweh their Elohim. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Yahweh our Elohim. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Yahweh our Elohim is the salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against Yahweh our Elohim. We and our fathers from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Yahweh our Elohim. Okay, that pretty well ends Jeremiah chapter 3. Now we go to Jeremiah chapter 11 as we continue on our theme, the covenant. Okay. It says, the word that came unto Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and speak unto the men of Judah and unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem and say, thou unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according unto all which I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your Elohim. That I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Yahweh. Then the Yahweh said unto me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do. But they did them not. Okay, it says, the Yahweh said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. And among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. And they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus saith the Yahweh, behold, I will bring evil upon them. This is, which they shall not be able to escape, and though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto Elohim, unto whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according unto the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according unto the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. What hast thou, my beloved, to do in mine house, seeing she wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou doest evil, then thou rejoicest. The Yahweh called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For the Yahweh of hosts that planted thee hath pronounced evil against thee, for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves, to provoke me to anger, and the offering incense unto Baal. Okay, threats against Jeremiah. And the Yahweh has given me a knowledge of it, and I know it. Then thou showedest me their doings. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. But O Yahweh of hosts, thou judgest righteously, that triest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus saith the Yahweh of the men of Anathoth, that seek thy life, saying, prophesy not in the name of Yahweh, that thou die not by our hand. Therefore thus saith Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, their sons and their daughters shall die by the famine, and there shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their visitation. Okay, that ends Jeremiah chapter 11. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 14 now. And let's see what we got there. It says that the word of the Yahweh that came unto Jeremiah concerning the dearth. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the city, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. And the nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads. Because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth, the plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild asses did stand in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. O Yahweh, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time and trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a warfaring man, a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Yahweh, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. Thus saith Yahweh unto this people. Thus have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet, therefore the Yahweh doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said the Yahweh unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Then said I, O Yahweh Elohim, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. And Yahweh said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore thus saith Yahweh concerning the prophets, that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people unto whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, and behold the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine, yea, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they know not. Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hath thy soul loathed Zion? Why hast thou smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We look for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Okay, it says, remember, break not thy covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? See? Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Yahweh Elohim? Therefore, we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. All right, that's the end of Jeremiah chapter 14. We now go to chapter 22 to pick up our next word covenant. Start with verse 1. He said, thus saith Yahweh, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word. And say, hear the word of Yahweh, O King of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David. Now this message is for me today, because I am this antithetical David, sitting upon the throne of David. Thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith Yahweh, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong. Do no violence to the strangers, the fatherless, nor the widow, and neither shed innocent blood in this place. This is a message given to this office at this time, and typical kingdom of David. This is Yahshua giving the order to his servant David, and this is for our time. For if ye do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David. Alright. So, there's going to be many kings. There's going to come from many righteous nations. And guess what? The thrones that they're sitting on are the thrones of David. If they come to the royal throne, the headquarters at Jerusalem, they come sitting up on the throne of David. Do you get it? So there is more than one throne. of David here in these last days. All the righteous nation with righteous kings that comes to the brightness of thy rising, they're going to come sitting upon the throne of David now. It says right there in Psalms, I'll be 22 or 122. Now in Psalms 122 verse 5 it says, for there are six thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Now did you get that? And so it says right here in Jeremiah 22 verse 4, for if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David. There you have it. And it says, riding in chariots and on horses, and he and his servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Yahweh, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus saith the Yahweh unto the king's house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapons, and they shall cut down thy choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man unto his neighbor, wherefore hath Yahweh done this unto this great city? Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Yahweh, their Elohim, and worship other gods, and serve them. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith Yahweh touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither any more, but he shall die in the place where they have led him captive, and he shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that uses his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work, that saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is seated with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar, or clothest thyself in cedar? Did not thy fathers eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith Yahweh? But mine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore thus saith Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, Yahweh, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages. For all thy lovers are destroyed. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. This hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, the pain is of a woman in travail. As I live, saith Yahweh, though Conaniah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence, and I will give thee unto the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out and thy mother that bare thee, and to another country where ye were not born, and there shall you die. But to the land whereunto they desired return, thither shall they not return. If this man Coniah, a despised broken idol, is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, write ye this man's charge, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Okay, that's the end of Jeremiah chapter 22, and it's Jeremiah 23. It says the righteous king is promised there, and so we're going to bring this service now to a close and pick up that theme in our next study. We'll close now with a song. The king is coming. The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tears are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors in the courtroom. No debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the king comes through the gate. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise Yah, he's coming for me. Happy faces that line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow. Who were crippled, broken, ruined, clad in darkness white as snow. For the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. For the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise Yah, he's coming. Me. I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng. The flurry of Yah's trumpet spell the end of sin and wrong. A rainbow rose now unfolding. Heaven's grand stands all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled, so to sing amazing grace. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise Yah, he's coming for me.